Protesters against military rule in Sudan, facing tear gas and live ammunition by security forces. Those injured are rushed on motorbikes to hospital, where medics, most of whom are volunteers, try to provide assistance.
I was in front of the protest. Tear gas was fired at protesters and I got hit by a canister. It hit me right behind my left ear.
There were shots fired on one of the streets when we were retreating from the security forces. I got grazed by a bullet in my head and was rushed to the hospital.
Since October last year, protesters have been taking to the streets to voice their anger against a military takeover, which resulted in the dissolution of a two-year transitional government meant to lead Sudan to democracy. Security services have repeatedly used tear gas and live ammunition against unarmed civilians. The UN and other international bodies have condemned the use of force, which it describes as excessive. Its Human Rights Office says tear gas canisters fired directly at protesters is a violation of international standards.
At least seven protesters were killed in the previous protest to the presidential palace, but that has not deterred protesters who continue to take to the streets. At least 72 people have been killed in such protests since the takeover 3 months ago. More than 2,000 have been injured.
But getting treatment is not easy. Ambulances are repeatedly blocked from reaching those injured. Hospitals have been raided by security forces, with tear gas fired inside them. And protesters have even been arrested while receiving treatment inside hospitals.
Those who are already sick and bleeding when the attacks happen and the tear gas is fired, it terrorizes the staff. The medics come to provide assistance and the attacks make it hard to continue working until the situation passes. That could be half an hour or an hour, and sometimes we're forced to transfer patients because of the lack of security.
Sudan's military-led governing body, the Sovereignty Council, has promised to protect hospitals and medical facilities during protests, but those on the streets want the council gone and want accountability for the lives lost and those injured demanding a civilian rule. Hiba Morgan, Al Jazeera, Khartoum.